This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Senate leader Mitch McConnell is changing the rhetoric on the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. In a speech Friday before the Faith and Family Coalition, he called on the U.S. to join the ranks of most other civilized countries by protecting unborn children after 20 weeks in the womb. McConnell promised that the bill that couldn't get a committee hearing last year under Harry Reid will see the Senate floor this year. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson is likening abortion to slavery. Carson, an African American, says he came to see the ethics of abortion as more analogous to the abolitionist view of slavery as an evil needing to be rooted out of our country. He said the slave owners felt they should be able to do whatever they wanted to do. Noting that there is no war on women, Carson said the war is on their babies. This is Life News Radio. It does not matter if the dark ages of 1,000 years ago were real or not, if we are today creating the reality of a new dark age, a culture of death. The life issue is central to this as assaults on the human person continue in the stories you hear on this station. Abortion, contraception, embryonic stem cell research, eugenics, assisted suicide are all robberies perpetrated against both human souls and God. Stop the robbery and create a culture of life. Earlier this month, longtime abortion apologist Dr. David Grimes ridiculed the link between abortion and subsequent premature births. Almost on cue, a noted European Medical Society not only countered this American doctor, it gave a number. An abortion increases the risk of subsequent premature births by 69%. Subsequent abortions increase it even more. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.